With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. But most importantly, it's real talk, real women, real talk Friday. But before we get to it, y'all, this morning, it's official. You know, I've been saying for us, we've been in school all week long. David Christmas, young David Christmas, has been in school all week long. But this morning reminded me of how short, really, I think the summer has been. Seeing so many kids standing at bus stops. How many of us can remember the first day of school? And I've been saying it all week long, whether your kids are going from elementary school to junior high, from junior high to high school, you know, or even transitioning into college. I'm going to tell you, it's exciting. You have the butterflies. You're nervous. You're anxious for your kids. But, you know, we always like to remind you that school zones are in effect. And today it warmed my heart because last school year and seasons beyond that, school seasons beyond that, we're not seeing enough parents attending kids at bus stops. We're seeing a lot of kids standing. And I guess maybe it's just the mother and me. When they get to be a certain age, it's okay. But this is why we always, always remind you to stay engaged, because kids are excited. They're doing what they do, and they're not paying attention to the drivers. And so if you're texting or you are emailing or whatever it is that you're doing, you're multitasking, one bad move could be catastrophic. So I am imploring you this morning as you're driving in. And this is what we noticed, right? Not only were kids at bus stops, but if you stop at McDonald's for breakfast, like I know many of us do in the morning, and let me tell you, the egg whites are off the chain. If you're trying to cut back on calories and you want something good and healthy, fabulous. All right. So if you're stopping at McDonald's, what that means is that you got to get there early. Now, the stock restaurants have transitioned, of course, and Terry Wilburn is the owner, but they are run like fine-tuned, well-oiled instruments. They get you in and out, but it does cut down on your time if you got to stop for breakfast. Now, this is what we notice. School buses are rolling. The traffic is jam-packed, so you just gotta get on a routine You got to give yourself enough time to do all the things that happen in the morning, and you got to be careful. And this is the last thing I want to tell you. Yes, we saw APD posted up in school zones. So if you're thinking about speeding through school zones, don't even think about it. You're going to get a ticket. Give our school kids a break. Give our crossing guards a break and give yourself a break. If you're late, oh well, you'll get it better. You'll get it right next weekend. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Real Talk, Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you who's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and I'm feeling good. And my ladies, y'all, they are so on point this morning. They get up and they get dressed for us. They put their makeup on, they do their hair. It's just all that. I love it. I love it. Hey, let me just say first that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, share today and shape tomorrow. It's never more important than now. Get involved with our young people and be the change that you want to see with Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging. And here's the number. Here's how you can do it. 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, I know you're always waiting to see who's on Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Well, we've got our regular contributors, and then we have a newbie. So let me start with Lamia Pitbull. I don't ever know what's going to come out of her mouth. Sometime got to shut her down during the break. Solomon, she is the branch manager at Wood Forest Bank in Walmart. Lamia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me once again today.
Absolutely. And Lisa, strong white woman. I was telling them, okay, this joke comes from Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou, when she was on the show, right? She was saying, you never hear people talk about strong white women. You only hear people talk about Black women being strong, but here is a strong white woman. Oh, look at those biceps. She's making, oh, woo, what you doing, girl? What you lifting?
The world.
Oh, is that what kind of morning is going to be?
It's going to be. Take it there, baby.
Hey, Lisa Campo is an agent with American General. Lisa,
American National. Oh, bad on you. Oh, payback.
Slap my hand. American National Insurance Company. Nothing general about them. American National Property and Casualty Insurance Company. And I want to welcome our newbie this morning. My sister, Dr. Sharia Rachel. She is the dental director for Outpatient Medical Center in Natchitoches.
Good morning, Carlette.
Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's got that soft voice, but boy, once she gets in here with these sharks, I don't know what it's going to be. And they're always multitasking. So I want to start with you, Lamia. You talked about something I think is critical and getting a little bit on the serious side. You said, you know what? I'm good this morning because I realized that I'm not in control.
That's right. I'm not in control of anything. God has control. So therefore, I'm at this point where I say, you know what? I'm happy. Things could be worse. I could be in somebody else's shoes. I don't want to walk in anybody else's shoes. I want to keep my own. So I'm going to be happy with where I'm at, who I'm with, whose I am.
Uh-huh. And who I'm with. Who I'm with really I'm sounds with. Good.
Though. Yeah, who I'm with. Who
so
I'm
what? With. So what prompted that for this morning?
You know what? We always have so many things going on in our life. Women have a lot of things. Men have a lot more pressure, I think, than women.
You think?
I think because, first of all, they are supposed to be the head of our households. And a lot of them are not feeling that spot. So guess what? The ones that are, if you look at them, they're doing that. Plus, they have the pressures. African-American men have the pressures of being an African-American man on top of that. And they're not getting the support by other people or their own women.
And so what's making you feel so free and so, like, I'm just happy to be me this morning? I'm just happy to be.
Because I look at everything else that's going around, and I hear all the different stories of how someone has passed away, or you know, they're struggling, and I'm not in that place, but I pray for them that they can come out of that situation or that depression or whatever they're going through. And since I'm not in that place, why should I be upset? Why should I be sad? I should be in a happy place, and I'm in a happy place right now. My kids are healthy. They're safe. That don't mean they're not in trouble. That just means that they're healthy and they're safe, and my family is safe.
So really just learning to live and let go.
And let go, yes, because if you keep it on your shoulders, my therapist said you will go crazy. You will go crazy if you try to carry everything on your shoulders. The world, Lisa. I don't want you to go crazy and all them personalities start popping out because we can't handle it up in here.
You know, only a few are really allowed out in public. Should be allowed out in public. You know, only a few of the personalities.
Who's here today?
Who's here today? The strong white woman is here today.
The strong white woman?
The crazy crier had her time last night. We put her a bit to bed about 9:30.
What was she crying about?
Girl, we don't go that deep, though. Throw all that mud out there.
Hey, let's go. I'm the only one put my business out there like that.
The lack of control is really the bottom line. The lack of control. See my cup half full, see my cup half empty. You better always believe it's more than half full. It runneth over. And too many times we get caught up in the I didn't and I don't and I can't versus, you know what? It doesn't matter because I don't have any control. And I literally said to my husband last night, I'm going to say this on live air. Oh, my God. I looked him in the face and I said, you know what? I feel bad for you, dude. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you because I'm not being the team player I feel I should be, whether it be XYZ that I am bringing to the finish line. Dude, I am sorry. I am so sorry. I feel bad for you. And you know what he said?
What?
A brand new truck or whatever anything else you could think of does not define who I am or who we are. I love you. I support you. And you are the best wife I could ever ask for.
Where'd you get that man at?
Did that
God sent him into my life 22 and a half years ago.
Did that quell your tears or what?
It did. You know what? Because he kept trying to coddle me. And then finally he said, don't you get it? None of that defines who we are. We don't have XYZ, but you know what? We've got love, and so many marriages don't have that. And so, you know what?
Right.
I'm beyond the finish line. It ain't even half the battle. The fact that take it all, you can't take any of this with you. And, you know, when people look around and go, oh, she got a new this, and he got a new that, and they're making this and that. And guys, step back away from that very hot fire and look within. And he said last night, I'd rather have your love and the home that we have and the marriage that we have than have all the other worldly things and be in a loveless, empty marriage.
That's right. That's
but
powerful.
I constantly find myself feeling like I have, and I think there's a lot of things. Let me preempt this, okay?
Here we go.
My son started 8th grade last week. My daughter started 12th grade today. I sat on her for 2 years. Poor baby just got her driver's license on Monday. She turned 17 this past Sunday. I am losing control of my little hen house. I got a little empty nest going on. both of my babies will have a graduation this year. Uh-huh. I've got to embrace the bittersweet joy of it versus the, oh my God, I'm having an absolute nervous breakdown over this.
You needed to come on and share this morning.
I did. And when y'all started talking earlier, and I'm going to tell you what really set me off, is when you started sharing her story this morning.
Right. Talking about Sharia's story this
morning. Sharia's story, who we're fixing to get to in a minute. It really, you saw gratitude, it in my face.
Gratitude.
It tugged at my gut so hard because the journey that I have with my significant other, all the worldly goods can't replace that.
Absolutely.
And when you said that, I'm telling you, you saw it in my face. You looked
me
right
in the
face and went, oh my Lord, the Lord sat me in building this.
So let me jump to Sharia. And Sharia and I met, and I'm making it my personal mission to really try to love on women first, because I think we're not doing enough of it. Now, I didn't know Sharia when we met, but it's like we have known each other
forever.
And so one of my favorite places in the world, once I stop and get there, is Be Unique Hair Salon. Once I stop and get there.
Hey, Brittany.
Brittany, Nora.
I love Brittany.
And so Sharia lost her husband. She is a young woman about a year and a half ago, but still has such positivity, such gratitude, and such courage, Sharia. And I want you to talk about how this year and a half has changed you.
Oh my gosh, Carlette, it has been a battle. It's really been a battle. I was there. I mean, everything resonates what Lisa said. I was regimented. You got to understand, you know, 10 years of school, you're on a straight and narrow track. You're focused. I got to get the degree. I got to get out of school. I got to get my career going. I got to do this. I got to do that. Everything was controlled, regimented. When I lost my husband, it was just being a woman who has to be in control of everything. I couldn't do anything about it. And it was a lot.
Devastating.
It was devastating because he wasn't sick. Mm-hmm. It was just something that happened. You know, I woke up that morning, I kissed him goodbye. We were supposed to have date night that night. And, you know, he never came back. And we talked throughout the day. So, and that's why I say, you know, to anybody, you know, who's married, you know, appreciate your mate, you know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, have a relationship where, you know, you work out your differences, it's over, you know, you move on from it, you know.
But this is what I love though, Sharia. I love your resilience and the ability to, you could stay and say, woe is me. You could have a pity party, a sore head party, but you have said, you know what, I've got my kids.
Oh, yes.
And so you are happy, you are exuberant, and you are finding a way to have gratitude and live life.
Oh, yes. And, you know, Carlette, I knew I had something good, but it wasn't until my husband wasn't here anymore that I knew I had something great. And, you know, I had a son before, and about a month after the funeral, I found out I was pregnant again.
Wow.
So not only was I without the love of my life, because you have to understand, I got married later in life. So I said I was going to wait because I came from a divorced home. So I was going to wait on the right mate that God sent me. And I had the best husband, the best husband, very supportive. He was my biggest cheerleader. Anything I wanted to do, he was there for me. He was a great father. He was a mentor in the community. I mean, he was just a great person. So I couldn't understand why he was taken from me, you know, and I still wrestle with that sometimes, but thank God that I'm a praying woman. You know, I'm a strong woman of faith. I'm not easily moved, and I just have to keep going for my children, and thank God I have my children because that's what kept me going, you know, and we had the talk, you know, believe it or not, we talked about if something happened to the other, what would we do? And he told me, he was like, honey, I know if something happened to me, I have faith that you would be able to go on. You would raise our son, you know, not knowing I would have another son, but you would raise our son and, you know, you would help with, I have a bonus daughter. Her name is India.
Bonus daughter. I love that.
I don't like the step. But, you know, and that faith, just knowing, you know, that we had talked about it, nothing was left unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I've had my days, though, where I was angry.
Sure.
But I've just been able to keep going for my children.
And every time I see you, you're just a bright spot. And so this morning we're talking about our issues. What are you grateful for this morning, you think?
I am grateful for just being here,
mm-hmm.
Being in my right mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, sound mind,
mm-hmm.
my health, because so many of my friends are suffering with health problems,
mm-hmm.
mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just grateful for life. And before, I mean, you know, I went to church, you know, I prayed,
mm-hmm.
I did that. But now I just have my relationship with God is so strong. Because I learned during, you know, the passing of my husband, if you depend on man, you'll be let down every time.
Mm, so, and yeah. That moves me to the next subject, depending on man. And those people in our lives that have become toxic and we don't really realize, or we maybe do realize, that they have become toxic and we just don't know what to do. Y'all, this is Real Women Real Talk Friday, and it doesn't get any better than this. Stay on point. It promises to be rich, great conversation. We've got to take a break. Stay with us. We're back, though, after this.
Good stuff.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
everybody. Good morning and welcome back to On Point Talk. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And let me just say that this segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. We're joined by Lamia Solomon, Lisa Campo, and Dr. Sharia Rachel. Ladies, good morning. Welcome back, y'all. You know, it has a way of heating up in here that I don't even know how to dress anymore because it gets so hot. Okay, so we were talking before the break about toxic friends. And you guys know how I read. I am a reader guru. And I found this article about toxicity and toxic friends. But more importantly, people that you don't really know, ladies. And ladies, this is important. If you got your kids in the car, this is a conversation that they don't need to hear. But more and more, they're saying women. Now, I don't know if I believe this or not, but they're saying more and more women are thinking of having threesomes. This is the article, and this is from a doctor. And she said that more and more women are having fantasies about other women's husbands or significant others. And so I said to myself, are those toxic relationships that we might be having with people that we don't know about? And as I broached the subject during the break, everybody seemed to know about this article and this phenomenon that's happening, except for me. Nobody was at all surprised about it. So Lamia, I've got to turn to you, and you said this is nothing new.
Right. It's nothing new. We sit and we have these different conversations, and you know, you will be surprised the number of swingers, for instance, mm-hmm. that are your friends, and they're fantasizing about not only you, but your man. And they mix and match. And they have these key parties and all these different things. And you are sucked into them. Not me, I said.
You said they.
They are sucked into this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They could be sitting next to you at church.
Mm.
They could be right
not
there.
Not at church, Lamia.
You think the swingers don't need God?
I'm going to throw down the gauntlet. Look, they not at church.
The swingers need God, too.
Everybody shake.
They need God too. Remember now, let's just put it out there. The church is for sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, so they're going to be at church. They might even be preaching to you. They might be, hey, your senators, your governors, it could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you not even know it because they feel that it's a sex for all. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be happy. You can't make me happy unless I share this love. You know, it's a sex addiction. And remember, that's the root of evil. Like, you when you're lusting.
Mm-hmm.
So in their mind, it's all right.
And I think, and Sharia's shaking her head, I think that this is something that nobody's really talking about. And
no.
I think, and the word says that there is a way that seems right. And Dr. Joy, she's mm-hmm. just listed as Dr. Joy, wrote this article. And I know it's a little risque, but it's important because we are surrounded by so many people that could be toxic and we don't even know it. And so we need to really know how to deal with that when that's happening. And Sharia, you said this is not a new phenomenon for you and that you've heard about it as well.
Yes, I mean, I have heard about it. But Carlette, I think that, you know, just like we have laws in society,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are boundaries in marriage. And I think for some people, you know, these different lifestyles, you know, with their sexuality or whatnot, is a cop-out to keep from being monogamous. The Bible says that when you're married, the mm-hmm. bedroom is undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we don't explore all those things and we think we have to go outside of mm-hmm. marriage to get that satisfaction. But when you're married to someone, you know, you should be open.
Mm-hmm. But this is what the article says. And funny you would say that about being open. It says that more and more women are fantasizing. And I don't, I don't, I don't want to know. But this is what the article said. More and more women are fantasizing not only just about other men, but other women.
Two tables don't make a stick for me. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Can't fantasize.
Okay, about anyway, that. I'm gonna take us to the next level here.
Oh Lord.
First of all, I do want to point out.
Tables don't make a stick.
I know. I'm still going. What? Okay. So
go ahead, Lisa.
I want to first of all point out, this is not a new thing, guys. This has been going on for hundreds of years. Mm. If you want to talk about heterosexuality or homosexuality, if you want to talk about, basically, guys, we're talking about orgies. This is what it boils down to, whether you want to call it a threesome, a key party, all of this exploring.
Tell me
of
what
the
a key party is. This is the first time I've heard of it.
Okay, well, from what I hear, never been to one. I'd like to go on the record for that. But from what I hear, and I could be totally wrong because, you know, people talk. You put your keys or something all together and you pick a key and go home with a friend. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, this is chatter. I have no idea.
Right.
But what I'm talking, what I want to focus on is these desires and curiosity, levels of curiosity to explore, I guess is the phrase we'll use, has been going on for hundreds of years. And I really want to focus on, you know, the most important thing is like she said, in the Bible, the bedroom is sacred.
So do you think,
you know,
but let me stop you right there. Yes, it is. But do you think that women have gotten too staunchy in the bedroom where they're saying no to their husband? And we've had sex therapists on. And one of the questions I ask her is, do you or should you as a woman do whatever your husband wants sexually?
Well, I think there's a line of consideration there, whether it be personal respect or the fact, remember, let's not all forget that we're humans and not a bunch of animals.
I mean, you know, something, but that's not, I mean, you know, it's
you know what I got out of reading, for instance, okay, here we go, 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
A lot of people said, oh my gosh, that's mommy porn. Okay, you know what? That's an opinion, not a fact. And how people perceive things is a difference for everyone depending on what brain is actually being exposed to that information. And so one of the things that I got out of 50 Shades of Grey was remembering or being reminded how important it is that when you go into the bedroom, you really need to, both partners learn to be either submissive or dominant or dominant. It just depends. You really need to completely give of one another to each other. Forget if you've turned off the stove, is the dryer on, oh my God, I forgot to set the alarm at work. Forget all that stuff. Cut your ties and completely submit to one another. And that's the real gift of an intimate relationship. It is a gift that you're giving one another. And I don't want nobody else getting in on my gifts.
I don't want nobody getting in on my gifts.
The thought of my husband having that level of intimacy with someone else is such a level of betrayal for me.
Right.
That's what it is to me. And I know, I feel like we share in that. My husband and I share in that bond. But a lot of different marriages are made up of different materials.
Right. And my point is this. And I don't want to condemn anybody because that's not what I'm in the
business. We're not here to judge.
Right. I'm not here
to
judge.
We're not Jesus Christ.
But the thing of it is that the article really heightened my senses to those people in your life that can be toxic and that you don't even know that they're toxic. Well, nobody really, we've heard of key parties, but this is what the experts say on the subject that key parties are. Just FYI. For those of you who may not know, they say a key party is when a group of several married couples get together and they have a party. And at the end of the night, the husbands all place their keys into a large box or something similar. The wives then pick a set of keys out of the box, and whosoever keys they have is the man that they go home with on that particular night. And the article also went on to say that these parties happened mostly in the 60s and 70s, but they have made a resurgence. And so I'm thinking, like, couples get together, and if you're an unsuspecting couple, you're not thinking that the other couple is thinking, I want to hook up with you. You know, and this is the real issue. Are we surrounding ourselves with people that we really don't know what their motives are?
But this is my thing. If you go to a party like that and you
But how do you know it's a party? Right. You don't necessarily know.
You don't know. Okay. But if somebody tell me to stick my keys in a bucket, first of all, I want to know why. Why do I need to stick my
keys
in a
bucket?
And
see, I'm just the opposite. Now, if somebody tells me to put my keys there, I'm like, okay, it's so I'm not going to lose my keys.
Well, guess what? You might lose your keys at the end of the night or somebody's losing something, because if some woman tells you, I got David's keys, I can feel the sky coming down right then and there.
It's going to get hot.
See, that's what I'm saying. So the thing is, how do you cope with that? How do you say no?
Go ahead, Sharia.
It's just like drugs. Say no.
Well, Carlette, I'm going to backtrack on this, because I think part of the root of women fantasizing and not being able to fully, you know, be with their husband or feel open, a lot of women, and I read this, equate submission with permission. And a lot of times we think if we submit to our husbands, that's asking permission. Submission does not mean permission. So a lot of times as strong women, career women, we have a hard time submitting to our husband because we see that as a weakness. We control everybody at work. We're directing everybody at work. We're supervising everybody at work. But it's hard for us when we come home to relinquish that control and to
let our
husbands be the head of the household.
Yes.
And because he is actually the person whom our blessings flow through.
Right. And so not only that, but be
husband,
but be the head in
the
bedroom.
The head. Right.
In the bedroom,
you
too.
You got to be the head. So if you're not respecting your husband, you're not going to be open to, you know, having that
level
great
up.
Sex life
yeah.
or, you know, trying different things as, you know, or increasing your intimacy. So then you're going to fantasize about other men because you're not open mentally to submitting to your husband.
Oh. And you know, she just said something that's
Wait, hold on.
Something I want to point out what she just said, and I want people to kind of latch on to this, is that don't see it as a weakness or, oh, my God, do you know what he wants me to do? Versus a level of intimacy. Guys,
I
we're
like
talking
that.
About
a
level, level of depth and intimacy.
And Carlette, getting back to toxic friends, a lot of times your friends will say, well, I wouldn't do that if I was you. I wouldn't let
judgment.
My husband.
Judgment.
Oh, no, you're doing that. Your husband is doing what? Toxicity.
But the thing is, I wouldn't want to tell them anyway because they'll want my man.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Therefore, I wouldn't
Malia
tell them.
Mia's scared they're going
like
to take
that.
Her candy.
And hey, no, my candy,
not,
my candy is just fine.
I didn't
it ain't going
that
nowhere, but
if
they
you're,
will.
You're portraying the level that you're being submissive
right.
to your husband. You're being respectful. A lot of women will say, oh, you just let him run over you.
Right,
or
right.
whatever. No, it's not that. And a lot of times,
that's why
the
they don't have
that's
a man.
Telling you that, they're not even married.
Yeah,
they're not in a relationship. Okay, hey, y'all, I gotta take a break here, but it doesn't get any more real than this. Real women, real talk, and the only criteria is just to be real. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. I'm on my knees.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
God, if only our air.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. Now, let me just say, there's nothing that's really off limits for Real Women Real Talk Friday. And I do. I read a lot, and I just have to open these things up. Because I think that many of us are involved with people that we really don't know. We think we know them, but we really don't know them. And so they can become toxic in our lives. And I think that many people are impressionable, especially when libations are going around. You've had a few drinks and you open yourself up to some things. I don't drink.
Well,
I don't drink at all.
I would like to go on the record and say that thank God that the mics go dead during however long the break time is. But you're right. When liquor starts flowing, your inhibitions get loose and people start bonding. I'm using air quotes right here, guys. Uh-huh. We're gonna bond about what we like and what we do, and so people try to start getting to know you, and then lo and behold, you find that it's almost like creeping its way in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see what's going on here. What is really going on here is what you kind of have to stop and ask mm-hmm. yourself sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And how do you identify, Lisa, those people that could be toxic? I mean, how do you really sort of know?
I don't know. And, you know, toxic is such a blanket of a description, because it can be from, right now we're talking about people who are looking
swinging.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but toxic friends could really cover a wide variety of things right. that's going wrong.
And we could go there, but let me just stay with toxic people who and people who like to swing, and maybe others haven't been exposed to that. And I'm going to just say that when you allow yourself to be open to that, I think you're opening a door.
Pandora's box.
Absolutely. And I think that people need to really, really start opening up dialogue about what's going on.
I had a friend say this to me one time. The minute you allow another mate in your spouse's bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you can set the egg timer, mm-hmm. because you have ruined
the sanctity
of mm-hmm. your marriage. You have ruined your intimacy, and you have let someone else in to disturb your bond.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you do that, you have set the egg timer on just about how long your marriage is going to last. I don't care if it could go another 10 years, but eventually.
Uh-huh.
From what I hear,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna run
you
out.
Set that egg timer yourself.
How you weigh in on that, Sharia?
Mm-hmm. Not just the bedroom, Carlette, but your marriage, period.
Yeah, when you've got my bestie. Yeah, and you're talking to this one about all your problems versus your spouse. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
some things that go on in your marriage your mom does not need
no.
to know about.
Absolutely.
Your best friend does not need to know about. You know, colleagues does not need to know
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever happens in your household, you know, needs to stay in your household to a certain extent when it comes to your marriage. And
absolutely.
I think that we overshare. And my friends always tease me about this, Carlette, but I am not on any, I don't do social media.
Uh-huh.
I don't do any form of it because I feel like people overshare.
Right.
And all of my true friends already know what's going on in my life. So mm-hmm. I don't need to get on Facebook. I don't need to get, and I don't have a problem with anybody who does. This is just me.
Right.
All of my true friends know what's going on in my life. My circle is small.
And let me just say this, Lamia and Sharia and Lisa, have we started using the word, and I'm using air quotes now, friend, have we started using that word too loosely?
Yes. I think so. Everybody that you talk to, they don't mean you good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women, men, you will come across them, they will befriend you and also mean you harm. We had a conversation maybe a few weeks ago where you were saying the mean girl syndrome,
mm-hmm.
but then turn around. Was that really a compliment?
And then in that vein, are we friends with women, as Lisa said, and our besties that really have eyes or have their expectations set on getting with our men?
And you know what, when it comes to toxic, when we say toxic and we're talking about swinging, okay, they may be swingers, but they may not want you. So we can't just say that they are toxic, because they could be good
mm-hmm.
people.
And I have no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, and they may not want that relationship with you, so they may not be that toxic friend. But what about for those ones that they do want? Then it's for that individual to say they might be a toxic friend because they want me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. we got to be careful. I don't want to offend those people that do swing, because that they may not be toxic to some people.
Right. And it's just about what you want
what you're
willing to accept. And like I said, these conversations are no condemnation. They're articles that are written. It's dialogue that's happening. And I think for a lot of people like myself, I can't even. And someone said during the break, yeah, you know these people. But really, I don't think that I do. But people, you know, all sorts of people exist in the world.
Well, and you know, something else I want to point out is that we're talking about the toxic friend who either is after you or your honey. And sometimes, really, they're not after you. They don't want it when it's over. You
exactly.
were a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You were a test.
Right.
Are you going to cave to such temptations? It was sex for them. It's not making love, which is what we share in our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
It was sex. Hey, look, no strings attached. I just wanted to hook up with you and your spouse. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're left with
That's
a broken
right.
marriage.
Uh-huh.
With a broken marriage.
Uh-huh.
That's so
right.
not all these people are wanting to hook up and be honey bunny to your significant other.
Right. For them, it's just something
is
to
it
do.
Just, is it just an, a, hey, let's go run around the block. It's a physical activity. Hey,
mm-hmm.
you want to go ride a bike? I mean, literally, are they just looking for activity?
And mm-hmm. a lot of times, Carlette, it's also you having something that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really
loves
want it.
Company.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, your life may seem picture perfect,
mm-hmm.
and something may be going on in their life, and they may say they just want to tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it may be they may see your, you know, your career
mm-hmm.
going great,
mm-hmm.
your marriage going great.
And their challenge is to get with your man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they may see how your husband treats you, and they
mm-hmm.
want to say, well, oh, I want to see what it feels to be treated like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. What is it about that person, that woman, that makes that man want to treat her like that? What
Isn't
is it
something?
About her?
Mm-hmm.
And then they become enamored with you and your life, and then they want to tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to
do
be
you think
careful
that's a sub?
Friends.
Do you think that's a subconscious thing? Do you think that they want to tear you down and they don't even know it?
I think so. I think it's inbred sometimes, you know, and you have to, I'm serious, you have to be careful. A true friend is going to call you out when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a
I
friend
like that.
That's constant, anything you do, you're fine. Any decision you run by them or something you run by them is always what you say. They never have anything, you know,
mm-hmm.
to negate it or any,
mm-hmm.
you know, pros or cons.
I like that.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful of those people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a true friend is going to say, you know what?
That ain't cool.
That's not right. What
that's
you did
right.
was not right. Or you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You hurt my feelings or I see you going left. And you
right.
know, that's a true friend. But
Absolutely.
The people that are always yes, ma'am, and you and
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
you have to be careful of their agenda.
Go ahead. Let me weigh in. That's powerful.
And you know what? That I have to agree with you. They a lot of people have hidden agendas.
Mm.
And while your heart is good, when they look at you, they are ready to tear you down, to make you, if they're unhappy with themselves and in their relationships,
mm-hmm.
they want you to be right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll give you those data boys, and as soon as you walk away, they're like, she thinks she's all that.
Mm.
And I'm saying that to this because, you know, Carlette, and we were talking earlier, but a woman came to me in my bank
mm-hmm.
and she says, I heard you on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, okay. She goes, is Carlette stuck up? Stuck up? Why would you think that?
Uh-huh.
Because every time we see her, she just seems like she's stuck up.
Uh-huh.
Mean girl syndrome.
Uh-huh.
You
mean
know,
girl.
Mean girl. Mean
mm-hmm.
girl. And I said, actually, she's the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to get to know her. I said, do you ever listen throughout the week?
Mm-hmm.
Not just to Real Women, Real Talk.
Not just to you, huh?
Look, I'm the pit bull of it. No, but not just to Real Women, Real Talk, but if you look, she is doing something to provide empower women, something positive.
Uh-huh.
So when you ask that question, make sure
mm-hmm.
that you're thinking about what she's doing in the community. So
let me stop you right there because I think that's good. Mm-hmm. And my sister friend, we're not going to call your name. She Lamia didn't even tell me who it is, so I don't know. But I think that's an okay question. And what I think is that all too often as women, we look at people, and if you ever see me in public, I walk with a very brisk walk. I mean, I'm moving. I've got short legs. And I'm moving.
Let's not pick on the short people.
Well, I'm one of them.
We
all are short women. And so it's easy to look at a woman and think you know who who she is. That's but I would just say, not only to my sister friend that we're talking about, but to all of my sister friends, see, this is what starts us to, oh, God bless you. This is what starts us to getting into a vein that we don't want to be in. When we look at people and we think we know, this is the whole premise for Real Women, Real Talk. And I said to Dr. Sharia as she came in for the very first time, is that we bring in people that, well, Lisa and Lamia know each other, but for the most part, we bring in different people that don't know each other, and we just want to connect because we're all more alike than we are different.
Right.
And I would say to every woman, stop looking at a woman thinking that you know her story. I have insecurities. I have challenges. I have things just like everybody else. And you can't just look at people and say, is she stuck up? Why don't we look at her and say, wow, I wonder who she really is. Mm-hmm. I wonder what's up with her. You know, why we got to go there?
Right. Yeah. She's, Carlette, she's powerful. Sorry, she's beautiful.
Right. And when you're a truly successful woman and you're secure in who you are, you're not... You're trying to bring other women up. You're not trying to bring them down. You want them to be successful. You're mm-hmm. not worried about them taking your success away, but you're trying to bring someone along with you.
Right.
And that's why I think, Carlette, I agreed to come on your show, is because I connected with you, is because I surround myself with positive women.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Women who are about their business like me, mm-hmm. not negative women. Mm-hmm. And when my husband passed away, a lot of people were like, wow, you look better than I thought you look mm-hmm. would look. And I'm just thinking, was that a compliment?
Right.
You
or
know?
Was that a mean girl?
And instead of, you know, you really look good. You're mm-hmm. doing, you know, people will try to tear you down mm-hmm. and they see you're in a place, you know, mm-hmm. try to lift people up.
And right. this is what I have. And I got to go to break. I know I got to go to break. But DC, let me just say this real quick. I have a cheerleader syndrome. I believe that we're all cheerleaders, and people who listen to the show will have heard this story, but I believe that we're all cheerleaders, whether we ever cheered or not. The whole premise is to build a pyramid, and we all need each other.
Right.
And when we catapult the one person to the top, then we'll reach back and we'll pull down we'll pull up the next person, and then the next person. And when we look at people like Oprah, who's going to be on this show very, very soon.
Yes.
We look at people like Oprah that is steadily pulling people up, steadily pulling people up. It never has affected her dollar earning potential. It's never affected her success. It's never affected anything that she's done. She's steadily pulling people up, and we need to start looking at each other and say, who can I pull up? And right. this forum, Real Women, Real Talk, is for anybody who will. Hey, our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Hit us up if you want to be on Real Women, Real Talk. I've got to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're back right after this. I'm wide awake.
Stars so well. I'm wide awake, and now it's clear to me that everything the start. At the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren. For my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Yo, it is Real Women. Real Talk Friday. Let me just say, you're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. Sylvia's Caring Companions. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf in Bunking. We're joined by Lamia Solomon. My God, I don't know whatever she's going to say. Oh, my goodness. Lisa Campo, Dr. Sharia Rashid. She is the dental director for Outpatient Medical Center in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and all of my ladies. And you know what? I want ladies to know. Now, Lamia is the branch manager at Wood Forest. Lisa Campo is an agent for American National. But, you know, it has nothing to do with who you are and what you do.
No.
All you got to do is just be real, want to have fun, and love to laugh. But Lord have mercy, y'all.
Thank God the mics go dead on break. It's all I've got to say. We could sell tickets. You know, we could sell tickets and fill this room just for people. They want to hear the exclusive off-the-air conversation.
Well, you know what? Before we went, Lamia was saying she was really offended for me. And this is what I want to say for people. Don't be offended for anybody else. You know, it's okay. Until you get to know somebody and be with them, you really don't know who they are. But we, as women, especially, we got to stop being so mean to each other. And Lisa, I think you said it best. We all need to go and have an orgasm with our significant others, and it really lightens you up.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just see these women walking around, and it's like...
I know, I can't believe I
said that. I hate the phrase, but, you know... They're joy stealers. Go find your own joy. Go find your happy spot and make happy with it. And I mean, I'm trying to keep it as clean as possible, but, you know, have you ever heard the phrase, they just need to get laid? Uh-huh. You know, they're just miserable, and they just need to release a little bit of that energy that's just the evil in their soul.
Let me tell you, speaking of articles, I read an article. This is no lie. This is no lie. I read.
You're reading in bed.
I read all the time. I read this article that said having an orgasm kills the pain like morphine. Yes.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Yes,
it sends those endorphins to your brain that kills the pain.
Well, my back hurt. I'm going to take it up.
If that's the case, guess what? No more pain pills for me. I'm just going to say, Steven.
And I want to say, I think that's true because there's been a couple of times that I know that I'd be like, God, that wasn't hurting before and I didn't feel it during, but damn, it sure hurts now.
Where these bruises come from?
And it's all good.
So let me switch gears because we are so running out of time. Y'all, we have been having some real deep conversation this morning, but I want everybody to weigh in on what can we do individually.
We can't do that.
I mean, what can we do individually today as women to love on another woman, especially that woman that you see in the store that, I mean, she's so booted up, Sharia, that you know what? It's like if you speak to her, she'll cut you. How do we, just today, because I always use Mahatma Gandhi's be the change that you want to see. Mm-hmm. Today, what can you do today? And everybody, I want everybody that is within the sound of our voices to think about what you can do today to be nice to another woman.
Mm-hmm. Carlette, I always try to smile. I think a smile is like an instant icebreaker, you know, because a lot of times women, we can be kind of mean, we're in a hurry or whatever, and A lot of times we just need to smile at someone, let them know that we're open to
talking.
But
what if she doesn't smile back at you?
You smile bigger.
Give her that finger.
No, I'm just kidding. Smile bigger.
She sees Sharia jump out of her Rover truck and she's saying, that bitch, she's a bitch. That bitch ain't smiling at me.
She's smiling at. She's thinking you're smiling at her because you're driving that big old fine truck.
That's so what it is.
They're gonna think you're trying to rub it in
so
their face.
So Sharia. Yeah. So wait a minute. Let me stay on Sharia here. So your job is a little harder if she sees you jump out of the Rover truck. So now you smile, but that ain't enough because she already thinks you're a bitch. So now what do you do?
I try
Catch
to just
the dental office.
Shut up!
I'm gonna mess that bitch.
Hold it together. We got how many minutes left? We got to hold it together. Right. Our women in the field are looking for answers now. All bring right. it to the table. Okay.
But isn't it true though, when you're a woman, and this is what I always do. This is what I always do with my sister friends that are rolling deep. I say, girl, you got it going on. You're looking good.
You lie.
And I mean that. I do. I mean that. My sister Darlene St. Romain rolls her Rover truck.
Oh yeah.
And man,
Darlene.
I love her success. I love Sharia's success. I love Lamia and Lisa. I love it.
Yeah. I just love to see women just doing good, Carlette. Like, because a lot of times we feel like if they have it, it's not enough for us.
Goes back to what we said. There's exclusion. Yeah. There's not enough to go around.
Right. God can bless them. He can bless you. It's enough for all of us.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, what are you going to do today?
And I do it already. And I make it my challenge. And especially if they give me the scowl face.
Uh-huh.
Honey, that smile gets bigger and brighter. I swear if they'd let me, I'd walk over there and kiss them right in the mouth to see if I can get a good
one.
I'm going to give them the wrong idea.
You're going to give them wrong
idea. Uh-uh. I just try to get them to be nice. I don't want to go downtown. I just want them to be nice.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to put you on the Lamia train. Lamia, keep it clean.
So
you're in the bank today. Keep it clean. I'm running out of time. What are you going to do to be nice to women in the bank today?
I'm always nice to women in the bank. I try my best.
When you're not in the bank, what are you going to do?
When I'm not in the bank, what I'll do is I'm going to smile. And, hey, how you doing? You know, a real smile.
But you know what?
Actually, I am real. I am authentic when it comes to people because I have always been told that you don't know if that person wanted to die today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
30 seconds?
So keep it. I just try to stay happy and stay positive and give them a compliment.
Now, let me just say this as I round it up, and that's wonderful. When I met Sharia, I had no idea what she was driving. I had no idea what her story was. I had no idea what her challenges were, but I just loved her right there. Didn't I, Sharia?
Yes.
Didn't we just love
it?
We just connected.
That's that AKA.
It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. But of course, the pink and green.
But.
But it's all good. Now, let me tell you, let me just say, yesterday we had Will Haygood on the show, and I'm switching gears just again.
Loved it.
And what it showed me, and what Will showed me, he was a person that started out not to be a reporter. He started out working in retail, and you got to read the book to know this. He started out working in retail, and then he moved into being a reporter. Well, he landed this story that changed his life, and it made me think about possibility. And I said to my mother last night that just like that, with the snap of the finger, God can change your now into greatness. And you know what? If you believe that and you embrace somebody and you're good to somebody, I'm going to tell you what, the possibilities are absolutely endless. I want to thank Lamia Solomon from Wood Forest.
Thank you.
I want to thank Lisa Campo. I want to thank Dr. Sharia Rachel from the dental. She's the dental director for the Outpatient Medical Center in Natchitoches. Shout out to everybody listening to Dr. Sharia this morning down in Natchitoches, Louisiana. And most of all, I honor all of our women for just being real, laying it out there on the line, having fun and loving it. Hey, what a way to get your weekend started. Hey, everybody. Real women. Real Talk Friday. Oh, my good. Oh, my God. Lamia is mouth. I don't know if I can finish. Y'all, we're out of time. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you more than that. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Young David, for Big D, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend, and we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. I'm on my feet.